You are now listening to King of the Court podcast.
Jesus Christ. King of the Court podcast, season 4, episode number...
Man, 6 or something?
Huh?
What are we at, like 6,
episode
8?
100.
Oh, you sick. You sick.
Yeah,
sick.
I got COVID brain.
Damn, you let the cat out the bag already?
Nah. So just run it back.
Start
what
over?
Episode are we on? No, yeah, run this back.
No, we're on episode
4. We're on episode 19.
But, you know... It's okay. The fans will forgive you for having COVID brain. Would you like to start today's show off with your experience at the Knicks Nets game that we attended?
Well,
without JT,
it was a fine Tuesday evening.
Listen. Y'all did some sneaky link shit. They exited the group chat to link up, left me out the Knicks game. The biggest Knicks fan. And it was a disaster.
Full disclosure, I left you out of it because we knew you wasn't coming. So I was asking.
You wasn't coming, and the handicap seats were sold out.
Nah, that's an excuse I gotta make to make yourself feel better.
Me and Sean talked privately about Barclays games, and mm-hmm. me and you talked privately about Knicks games. I didn't even tell Sean Knicks game. I said, "Yo, I got tickets to this Nets game."
He
first
didn't even
of all,
tell me it was.
It
Knicks
wasn't.
Even, I didn't even realize.
I said it was the Nets game.
Exactly,
son. These niggas was talking to me all day, talking
I was about
sleep. The game.
What are you talking about all
and
day?
This nigga talking about the game. Why the game is? And they just say, "Oh yeah, oh the Barclays security is being mean to Steve." I'm like, "Oh, y'all niggas is at the game." Oh what? Oh what? All right. And then. I went to go see some of my Haitian friends. And, you know, I put the hex out.
And by hex, he means as soon as I walk into Barclays Center, I go, oh, I'm not feeling my best. Let me walk in. Let me put my hat. Let me put my stuff out my hat. Go through security. Homegirl stops, looks in my hat for a second, takes my vape pen out. And no,
first.
Kids, no smoking, please. Don't smoke, don't vape, don't do that shit. But this chick comes in, grabs it, says it doesn't belong here. I was just there last month. Brought it in, could get whatever I wanted. I barely even had to show my Vax card last time I was there. So she takes it. I was like, no, it's mine. Give it back to me. It's like having a pack of cigarettes. You just don't smoke it in there. No, you can't have it. You can't have it. Oh, I know. Well, now you can't have it. She starts rubbing her hands all over her greasy little hands. Meanwhile... There's two more of the pens in my hat. So as I'm talking to her, she's not even looking in my hat. I could have had a Glock. I could have had a knife. I could have had anything. But I can't vape one of my three pens.
No. By the way, she held it up. That's why. And she was like, well, I definitely can't give it back to you now. But she definitely rubbed her hands over it. But that was because what she was showing you was that it was on camera.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
ain't
the
nobody
part
looking
missed.
At that fucking camera.
That's the part you missed.
Oh, yes, she held it up.
Remember
yeah.
who's
she
the became, owner?
Remember, she said to you. She said, "Well, I would have gave it back to you, but I definitely can't now because she was holding it up." Yeah, I mean, my eyes are trained to see things like that. So you know, I'm sorry. That's
yes,
why
she's the owner of the Nets.
Stop it.
Then she gave me the coaching. Well, you really shouldn't smoke, et cetera. At that point, I'm done with her. So, we get up.
The security
shout
was
to...
telling you not to smoke? Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, she said, these are bad for you anyway. And then she crushed it like a can.
Oh, she crushed it? What did you have in there? You had
she crushed it.
It was nicotine. It was a nicotine pen.
She didn't crush it, but you know, she motioned it like she was going to crush it.
Yeah, it was a nicotine pen. It was like having a pack of cigarettes. You just don't smoke in the venue.
Well,
it's not her job to enforce. What the fuck? This ain't a little baby concert.
She definitely did her job.
She did her job terribly.
The first 30 seconds in the bar.
So after 3 miles of going upstairs, and I realized that place is small because it don't want to hold a lot of fans. It don't want to hold a lot of people because section 200 in the garden are good seats. Section 200 where we were, and I'm grateful. It was a great time being there. At a Knick game, but man, so we get to the ceiling of the arena. Everything's going great. We're in there with the Knicks fans, and the rowdy Knicks fans, and the actual people that actually root for Brooklyn. You know, because if you got seats up there, then you're definitely broken, hungry in Barclays.
Broken, hungry. Oh boy.
Dang, I was broken, hungry.
No, he was not broken hungry.
Oh, I was hungry.
We didn't get to the concession stand yet. We still just got to our seats.
And it was a good mix. It was a good mix of Nets fans.
Knicks fans and Lakers fans.
Yeah, there was a few Nets fans. They was rude.
No, were they Kevin Durant fans and James Harden fans or actual Brooklyn Nets fans? That's the thing.
They seem like Brooklyn Nets fans.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Yeah, a lot of people who go there, I mean, I don't want to make it seem like really,
all
really
five people
time.
That go there. But
yeah, all five,
on our way up.
Often, it's the same people you see there just about sometimes.
On our way up, I noticed something odd because we've been to the Garden this year quite a few times. And I've been there, you know, at this point, I consider myself, you know, a frequent visitor, annual visitor. It was the ugliest group of fucking people I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he was angry. I don't even know what I came.
Oh my God. It was grotesque. It was ugly. It was like, honestly, it was like the worst picture in each yearbook, just all meeting up together. You know that one wild person? They don't even got to be ugly. Just took a bad picture. That's exactly what it looked like up there.
Yeah, there was a lot of silliness going on up there.
It was the ugliest crowd of people. Everybody kept dapping me up. Nets fans, Knicks fans.
You know what we left out? I'm going to tell you where it all started. As soon as he walked in and he had his coat open and they seen that Harlem Knick jersey, that Dipset Knick jersey, they said, you can't come in here with that.
Who told you that?
Security. Nigga, as soon as security told Stevie that, like 5/10 of a second of being in the bar, you can't come
came
in here with
in
that.
There. Looking
a Harlem, like, a Harlem Knick jersey in Brooklyn.
They see me flexing. It was over. It was over.
You were spotted. The rest of your night was already predetermined to be bad after that.
And you know, the game was going okay. We was getting a little smacked in the second quarter. Halftime rolls around. I go to the concession stand. Just wanted a pizza. Pizza easy to make. Just put it in the oven. You know that shit frozen.
Tell them why we had to get up.
Why did we?
Because my back was hurting.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, we're going to get to the injury report we got going on in a second. But, you know, those seats are mighty small. And, you know, Sean being like 6'8", 320.
That's generous.
I mean, 5'7", 320.
That nigga, Sean's built like Mark Henry.
And James Harden.
Bobby Lashley type nigga.
You like James Harden if he lifted.
Jesus Christ.
So young Bobby Lashley couldn't handle those seats back there. He had his back pressed against the ceiling of the Barclays. Man, it looked like he was on the top of the Elimination Chamber. On top of the pot.
That's exactly what that shit is like up there.
So we on the top of the Elimination Chamber pod. We got to go down. I need a sudden drink because I was getting cold. It was cold as hell up there. The wind was up there. I don't know if they had any, they had little cracks in the ceiling or whatever. But I was cold, so I went and got something to drink. Then we go get something to eat. And the goddamn pizza place.
I told you.
Sean gets his pizza.
I said, Stevie, what do you want? Like, I'm getting pepperoni pizza. I'm like, I'm going to get it. First of all, we was in line and we went next for like 5 minutes. Didn't even know that there was no cashier. The shit was like, just do it yourself.
Yeah, you gotta pay like by like George Jetson or some shit.
We definitely held that lineup.
Fucking, so they put the little tablet in the microwave. Fucking started. He gets his pizza, his cheese pizza. I get pepperoni because I'm special.
Shouldn't ate that shit. That's why.
So as he gets his pizza, the lady says something about pizzas. I got your orders. It's gonna come. Cool. So I'm waiting. It's like 5 minutes late at this point. Third quarter start. Some other lady goes, "What you waiting for?" I said, "Just pepperoni pizza." Innocently answering the lady's question.
Mm-hmm.
She goes to the back. Now the original lady who says she had the orders comes screaming at Steven. Steven, I told you when I'm going to get your pizza. I don't know why you asking people about your pizza when I told you you going to get your pizza. She got the promo of the year. So I said, miss. All she did was ask me about it. I said I was waiting for. I'm not talking to you, young man. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Steven. And points to the man next to me. Now, I should have let it go.
But he wasn't Steven.
So I said, I'm Steven. Oh, well, I told you. And so, proceeds to berate me now. You only working for 3 hours. Microwaving some pizzas. I know life must be tough.
It's a lot of pizzas.
God damn. So about 20 minutes later, after debating if I wanted the pizza or not, I finally get it. Now she wants to play around with the jersey. The fuck? Oh, I shouldn't even give it to you. Shouldn't he? And her voice getting raspier and raspier every time I talk about it. And she just, hey, finally. And I'm like, she walks away. Now it's like middle of the third quarter. And I finally get my damn pizza. That shit was trash. That shit was trash.
You finished the pizza back before I did.
Yeah, because I was hungry. And you gotta make trash go fast. Like you're not gonna milk it. Like you can't just like sit there and savor it.
My man was walking away from the concession stand cursing. This is the worst fucking arena ever.
It's the worst. Dude, it's all cement. All they play is Jay-Z songs. I love Jay-Z, but I don't want to hear the same Pandora mix of Jay-Z songs every fucking time. That shit is like fucking free Spotify soundtrack in there.
That was hilarious.
You're getting five fucking Jay-Z songs. You're getting some bunch of kids dancing in the fucking court. Get the fucking Brooklyn Old Street Dances out. Get the black and white jerseys, black and white and gray. That shit boring. I almost went to fucking sleep in that fucking arena.
I told you, because it's too dark.
That shit is fucking dark. Only thing fucking bright is fucking Stoli and Douce bottles. It's fucking bullshit. Fucking low plastic cups. I get to my seat. They're complaining about concessions. They ran out of beer. Who runs out of beer?
We had that Douce though.
Yeah. That's all they got. That's all they allowed to sell.
Shout out to the bartender lady. She was very generous with that Douce.
You know you're not in a fine establishment if they overpour in your drinks.
Shout out to the lady at the bar. She definitely held us down with the Douce.
You know you at a hood spot when they overpour in your drinks. I'm just letting you know that now.
It was a worthy,
That's when it starts getting a little too ratty. That's when people start fighting. Finest establishment, Square Garden has never given me more than an ounce and a half.
She definitely held us down. I said, "Oh,
it was like she was pouring it like it was a baby shower."
Facts. Oh, you're generous.
She was pouring that shit like it was a baby shower.
She didn't even know how to work the machine and none of that.
Nope. Here you go. You want less ice? I asked you if you want more ice. Like, you know she deal with some wild dudes up there. Because it'd be like 10%. If you're sitting up there at a regular home game, it's like 10% attendance. And you just pay it for the $5 seats up there. You know you selling crack up there.
Oh, man. I enjoyed myself.
I bet you did.
I'm gonna tell you where you got that COVID from. When you high fived that nigga eating the glizzy.
Nah. I had the COVID. I hate to say it, but I had the COVID before I walked in.
Okay. Right when you high fived that nigga eating the glizzy, he wanted to keep high fiving you too. He knew he had
it. I felt it when I got out that car, man. It got cold. It felt a little weird.
He knew he had it.
Still walked in. COVID, it's the Omicron. You can't avoid it. Oh, yeah. I'm the Omicron assassin. That's my new name. Well, I'm gonna show you how to get this done.
I gotta take another PCR on Monday. I'm good, guys.
I gotta take another booster.
I'm blessed.
You blessed? I didn't catch it. He's a hater. That's what it's for.
Hey.
Yo, God, he didn't talk to us for like 2 days.
God, and put all tight. He ain't talked to us since until I got COVID.
Then I was like,
he goes, I go, hey guys, I got COVID. Go get checked out. He goes, okay, I'm not mad at you guys no more. Hey.
I'm like, I'm over it now, guys. God forgives, I don't.
That's some grimy shit, boy, I tell you. Then he tried to send me to the wrong fucking COVID testing center.
He sent you to a place to get COVID.
Facts. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'll go to my job. We'll be in and out of the hospital and everything. He's like, nah. Go to the nastiest place in Queens, Jamaica Avenue.
Right next to the multiplex.
Hey, listen. I got my booster on Jamaica Avenue. I'm good.
Okay.
Right in the
I'm
truck.
Not going there. In the truck.
They gave you natural immunity.
That's exactly what they gave you.
That truck is parked right in front of the Wendy.
Niggas just injected you with fucking sewer water and backwoods.
He went there. He got free New York City condoms in a bag.
That's a fact.
Oh man, what a
fucking... Did you want some extra needles while you're here, sir? Man.
At least I don't got that Omarion dancing through my vein. Y'all think it's just me, and y'all got the monster. Oh,
who's y'all?
Y'all. I can't taste it. I haven't tasted anything since the pizza.
There it is.
It's coming out. It's blooming.
There it is. I'm 2 for 2 with the spell.
How you catch it to the phone?
Yo, that nigga just like, ha ha, I'm fine. You going down too, nigga?
Yeah, niggas is evil. Yeah.
he can't even talk. Yo, this nigga Sean is done, boy.
Oh man,
thank Julius you. Julius played a hell of a game.
Yo, you want to hear something funny? When I was on my way driving yesterday, I was like, yo, I can't taste nothing.
Yep.
I was exaggerating, though. I definitely didn't eat anything.
I nigga. Like, yo. nigga just eating mad different foods to see if their taste is there.
Yeah, I stopped and got some fruit snacks. I was like, all right, it's variety in here. Everything tastes different. Let me see.
Now,
something.
You want to know if you got COVID? Get in a random Uber, and if they smell, if you smell them, if you smell a driver, then you know you got it. If you don't got it, Uber drivers, kid.
Ubers, them niggas. Oh.
They be smelling like they be running laps in between fares.
Y'all just sitting down all day. Why is it like that?
Yeah,
you know that happened to you if you're sitting down too long. Like, damn.
Nah, because they be pissing in the bottles and they be getting on their clothes a little bit.
They'll be going to sleep. They go to their second job when they go.
Their second job is running laps.
That shit sounds like it's bad when it's cold and you stink. Woo-hoo! That's not
or
good.
You just get on the E-train. It could be all right, too.
Well, there's someone you want to play basketball with, someone we know that you ain't nameless.
There's a lot of ways we could go with the smell thing and the smell test. There's a lot of places we could go to test our sense of smell. But we just gonna leave it at that. Julius Randle played a great game, guys.
Not today.
I was talking about the Nets game where I thought, you know, we did a really good job. We hung in there tough. We let James Harden kill us.
James Harden looked like James Harden that night. KD was off too, and I thought y'all was gonna win that game. I'm like,
but
Kevin Durant.
Did you hear what happened? Reggie Miller told them, "You must destroy the Knicks tonight."
That's what he said.
Nah, I swear, he gave him a pep talk before the game. That's what James Harden said. That's why he played so good. And Reggie said it during the broadcast. Y'all wouldn't know because y'all went.
We wouldn't know because we were
watching it in my struggle.
And in throughout, the Knicks and Knicks fans made it an amazing atmosphere.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Amazing. We had hometown favorites such as Meek Mill, apparently, at courtside.
Justin Tuck.
Justin Tuck. the only time anybody agreed. That's when everybody showing, gave each other the truce.
Why were they showing OCU Menorah highlights and then put Justin Tucker?
Because they didn't know what they were doing. It's the nuts. It was like it's like one of Asian videos you see.
It's like, yo, what the fuck? Because I remember I told you, I was like, why do I feel like almost every time I'm here, he's here? I don't know if he's a season ticket holder or what, but like almost every, yo, I've been going there since they opened the arena, and I feel like almost every time I'm there, Justin Tucker's there. It's weird.
Same thing with the Knicks games. He just goes to basketball games.
Fucking OCU Menorah highlights, and then Justin Tucker's like, what the fuck?
You know OC's friend? Here's Justin Tucker.
This is fucking crazy, man. They got to get it together there. But yeah, they played a good game. Alex Burke, I've named him Easter Mello. That guy looks really good in a Nick uniform. I know we might as well just jump into Kemba being out of the rotation. And Alec Burks being the next new starting point guard.
Alec Burks is Jesus.
He's good.
He sucked tonight, though. I mean, today.
Everybody sucked today.
Saturday afternoon.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Everybody was hungover.
And I'm going to say this right now. Julius Randle's body language is fucking awful. He's starting to piss me off.
He just had a kid. I'm going to tell you this, guys.
Yeah.
That lady is on his ass.
Nigga, he got enough money to get a nanny. Like, bro, that's it. Tristan Thompson has kids every day and he plays hard.
Yeah, because he plays like it's his last game.
Melo been having kids out of wedlock for years. So has Wade. Wade's still jumping on the
That's wedlock. He's having kids in wedding.
Remember, Tristan Thompson said he's retiring next year, so $75,000.
Yeah, right.
That shit is fire.
Yo, I ain't even gonna lie. That's my idol, man.
That's the greatest excuse of all time.
Yo, he's a legend. All jokes aside, that's legendary shit.
Man, he's just Jamaican, that's all.
Come on. The Jamaican niggas, they got mad kids, but we don't do that.
Nah, yes, we do.
No, we don't.
Sean?
What?
do man remind you who your brother is? Like, you're not even full. Imagine if Jermaine was full. Oh, Lord.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's terrible, man.
Thank you.
Listen, he does look bad. It's so inconsistent. And he does look like he's forcing it. He's forcing it a lot, and his body language looks horrible.
He's trying to perform. He's trying to you guys have expectations for him now, so now he's trying to exceed those expectations from last season.
And he's not letting the game come to him. Like, and it's not coming to him as easy as it did. He's Before not. He could work without being the game plan, it took a while for him to be game planned against it. We already had a good thing going. People were getting themselves back together. Teams were, the league was a little different last year. They weren't ready for this Julius Randle. Now they are.
No, it's not that, man. I keep saying that, but it's not that.
What is it?
It's his body language. Look at him. He's getting frustrated.
I said that the last episode. I said
because he's not as effective. He has to work harder.
It's not that he's not effective. This is the thing. He's not effective. It's not because the teams are game planning against him. It's because he only knows how to play one way. That's why the Kemba thing didn't work, because the ball was out of his hands and his numbers was going. That's why his body language went down. Then they said, okay, and the Kemba benching wasn't about more so Kemba per se. It was about to please Randle. That's what it was for, because Randle just needs. Because then that's why we don't need a point guard. That's why Alex Burks looks good, because Randle is acting like the point guard like he was last year. That's the way his success is. So I feel like some of his success was fool's gold, because it was usage. He had the ball in his hands all day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of those numbers and a lot of those things happen. And then as soon as you take the ball out of his hands to get a real point guard in, he doesn't look the same, because he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't run hard like Obi. He doesn't cut. He just wants those stupid ISOs. And those ISOs, and the reason we had the same problem last year and they got exposed in the playoffs, at the end of the day, those ISOs are not going to fly at the end of the game and in the playoffs when people are playing tight. That's it. And that's the reason he has to learn how to play off the ball. Imagine if he played with someone, if we got a good point guard in, like a good point guard in their prime that we can't blame it on. Like, Kimba's a scapegoat. Even though he wasn't playing that well, they didn't even give him a chance.
I mean, they gave him a chance. It was a quarter of a season.
A quarter of a season, but we started out 5-1 with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he played good for half the games, and then the other half, and then that's it.
And then offenses started targeting him on defense too.
Oh, and they're doing the same thing to Julius Randle on defense. He's horrible. Like, I don't like the point is they bench Kimba. So. They bench Kimba, and the results have gotten worse. So obviously, it's not Kimba.
I mean, it's not like we haven't played against good teams, neither. Though
the Nuggets are one in their last seven out of the last eight games. They're missing all their star players.
MVP. They had the league MVP.
They're under 500, and another bum I never heard of, Najee, had his career high in the Garden. So,
but that's regular about. Shit. Exactly. It's regular shit. Someone having their career high at the Garden.
The reason why the Knicks lose, another reason why the Knicks lose, is because of the stupid defense. It's the drop coverage. So when we play stretch bigs, they kill us because they think in the pick and roll, Mitchell Robinson and Noah, they're shot blockers. So Dibs makes them drop down and call drop coverage. The drop coverage is killing us because the big men are wide open. How many times in the Bulls game, Vooch was wide open?
Yeah, we were also playing without RJ. We're playing a lot smaller.
It doesn't matter.
And so missing a lot of centers.
We would have lost by 100 if Lonzo Ball was hitting those open, wide open threes in the corner. Come on. You can't keep saying blaming. It's part coaching and it's part Randle is playing. He's just, oh my God. Like if the offense doesn't go through him, he sulks on defense. He just he plays stupid. Then he went like he dribbled the ball off his foot.
He's playing like old vintage Randle at times.
And he missed two free throws, right? And dribbled the ball off his foot.
Yeah. And the technical foul.
And you got
the technical foul. Remember when y'all tied the game? I was like, I said, you know, this game could have been tied if he didn't get that tech, right? I mean, when y'all was down one.
Okay. How many points we lost by, guys?
1 point. No, two. Three points. 3 points.
We lost by three, right? The technical is what? One free throw,
yeah,
right?
1 point, yeah.
And the two and free then, throws he missed at the end of the game.
The two free throws James Johnson hit.
The two free throws that Randle
missed. Two free throws.
At the end of the game.
You talking about today's game?
No, I'm talking about
the Bulls game. He missed two free throws.
The Bulls game. I'm talking about the Barclays game.
Nah, I'm talking about the Bulls game. He missed two free throws in the Bulls game, right? He had the turnover, right? And he got the tech. So
the tech was at the Nets.
Was at the Nets?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he went crazy. He goes crazy every year when we lose to the Nets on some bullshit. He did it last year.
He missed the two free throws, and then he had the turnover. Trying to dribble and I watched today. He dribbled into the double team. I don't know, man.
I mean, those are his old habits that he used
something
to
have. Very interesting that I came across. I didn't know the series was so close between the Knicks and the Nets. It's 102-101.
I know. Nets fans acting like they own us. Like,
no, they went on a crazy streak in the 2000s when they had Kidd.
Yeah,
that's really it. That's what helped them put them over the top.
That's crazy, but even with the
Nets being so good in the last and the Knicks being so bad, it's not. I'm telling you, the Nets is all about hype, man. It's not really that crazy.
It's very interesting. I definitely didn't know the margin was that close.
Well, Coach said there'll be some changes in place for the Knicks.
He said another change. First of all. They need to play. There's no reason when you're telling me Obi is playing 12 minutes a game.
He's a New York City favorite, too, by the way.
He's our favorite child. He's our favorite.
Not even just the Knicks. He's just the city loves him. Even like
because number one, he's born and raised in New York. His mom is a teacher. His father is an NYC playground legend. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's perfect. Then on top of that, he plays fucking hard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who just came in here? Jules?
No, I'm here.
No, oh. Stevie probably left and came back.
Yep.
That's a CDC
ringing you get the doorbell. You guys get an echo?
No echo.
I can hear a little bit. Dr. Fauci's at your house right now, boy. And that Indian nigga that be on the New York City commercial.
What's Dave Chachki.
Yeah, that nigga's looking for you. And they tried to get the black nigga that looked like Sean on there.
You can't leave the house.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. CD, they come to your crib. They right there.
No, I know. Because wow, that's crazy. Somebody I know had that shit. And I was informed that they do not want you leaving the house at all. And they call and check up on you and all of that. That's crazy.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Stevie, don't leave that crib. You'll get sniped.
Fauci's outside.
That's insane. I guess he's gone again. Was I getting ready to say? I mean, y'all are good. At least y'all don't have the talent we have, and we fucking losing to fucking fourth quarter heroics by Luke Kennard.
Did you see the
Lakers and Clippers? Did you see that game last night?
Nah, I ain't see it. LeBron is the fucking he's the Don.
Oh, LeBron's definitely the Don.
Nigga said, "What COVID, nigga? Either he got the fucking pill from Magic."
LeBron is definitely the Don, because that was crazy. That nigga said something's fishy.
That nigga said something's fishy.
And came back with straight negatives. After the two positives he had, right?
Yeah, nigga, he used J.R. Smith nose. He said, "I'm at the kids game. Why are they playing with a mask on their chin?" I'm like, "Oh, LeBron, you just beat COVID in one day. Now you going crazy? LeBron's a legend, man."
That's crack. That yo nigga said what 10 days? Oh man, that is incredible. He's special.
But now LaMelo got it, and LaMelo and Terry Rozier.
He is special. And
three other players is out. Charlotte's gonna have to cancel the next game, I think.
He's special, bro.
Nah, he owns the league. That's like some Dennis Rodman shit. I'm going to Vegas in the middle of the season. I'll be back later.
He's special, dog. I gotta how the hell, Stevie, if you're still here, you think we hear you, we don't. Might want to reconnect.
Stevie ain't there, man. Dr. Fauci's out the door with a rifle.
There we go. I think he's back. Stevie, you back?
Stevie, the feds got you?
Yeah, I'm back.
The feds got you?
Oh, what happened? Why you sound like that? You gotta take another PCR? Oh, what statue that? Came back with?
Oh, yeah, it came back with crickets.
The COVID connections. I'm getting an echo.
You sound completely different. Oh, no, nah, I don't want that shit.
That shit. Oh, yeah, they're coming for you.
I don't want that. Yeah, man. Like I said, our Lakers is fucking.
The Lakers are horrible.
Yo, you know what it is? They can score the ball. It looked like they were running a zone last night in the fourth quarter. And I'm
gonna tell you what it is. They need one person back, Alex Caruso, and that's it.
I mean, yeah, but you know what? We need a ball hawk because Malik Monk was on fire yesterday, but the Clippers hit everything, bro. Like even the end of the game, Marcus Morris hit a three over Anthony Davis to bank it. And I'm like, oh my god! They could not miss in the fourth quarter.
But even if you watch the Bulls, right? They sit Caruso on them. Caruso might have like 5 points, 3 assists, 4 steals, and he'd be the player. Yeah, I need that. The Lakers made a big mistake by not bringing. They need that.
I mean, we got the depth. It's just that we need niggas to just dial in on.
You got the depth, but why the fuck is Wayne Ellington there? Like they need to
kill Wayne Ellington. Yo, I'm gonna be honest.
LeBron
with you.
Needs 100 shooters, nigga. LeBron needs Alex Caruso.
I'm gonna be honest with you. They haven't been playing bad offensively. There's no flaws really in the offense like that.
Yeah, but remember when they won the chip, it was defense.
It was absolutely defense. But
AD was guarding like a motherfucker, and they finally benched DeAndre Jordan, so that's good.
So Stevie, we were talking about how bad the fucking Lakers have been playing.
Yeah, that's funny.
Why is that?
I wonder why.
What?
I'm telling you, Anthony Davis does not want to play like the big man.
He wants to miss a lot of shots.
Anthony Davis
is leading the league in points in the paint.
But
did you guys know that? And he's like third in dunks.
Yeah, so then his scoring average can be a lot higher if he continues to play inside where it's working.
Even the game we lost last night, he played very well. That's why I said to y'all. I'm like, are y'all watching him play? Like, yeah,
he's established a little better. He's establishing himself gradually, and it has improved. But overall, this is not what they expected when they were trading for the whole future of the franchise for Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis has played well the last few games. And Russell Westbrook has played well the last few games. LeBron James has played well. They can't fucking defend.
They're slow. They don't have lateral movement.
Nah, it's not even.
They don't communicate.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. Because when they're down, every game I've watched them play this season, damn near, but especially this last month, they have been down double digits. They have either tied the game, you know, or went up and still lost or whatever, or won the game, but they have played and they have been down double digits multiple games. In fact, it felt like it's been the last fucking every game this past 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks this month. They've been down every game, damn near double digits, and came back and won. So that they can play defense. They can get stops when they need to. The whole thing about it is I don't know if they're coming out there too cool or what it is. Like they're playing like they won championships already.
Yeah, and then they play too desperate and make a lot of mistakes, I see. When they start getting down or when they start feeling pressured, they play very desperate and they make a lot of mistakes and you don't know what you're getting. It's 50-50 with Russ.
That shit is ridiculous, though.
And your role players just aren't what they used to be. You miss Caruso bad.
That's what JT said.
They miss badly. Caruso.
Told y'all.
Yo, you need to get the cure from LeBron, Stevie.
Yeah, go see Bron. Something's fishy.
Yeah, because when Silver heard he was on the trading block, yeah, he rescinded his test. Why is Ramona Shelburne dressed like a judge on ESPN?
Because she's a midget.
There's games on ESPN right now?
Nah, there's a NBA today. I got ESPN just live stream just going.
Oh, okay.
But the Lakers look old, slow, and what are you missing? Kendrick Nunn only? It's just the role players are really, really bad.
Trevor Ariza. Because we need people who are going to play. Yo, speaking of coaches who are going to get fired.
Jason Kidd?
Nah,
he's not doing bad.
You're 500.
Frank Vogel is somebody else can play over Austin Reeves.
Yeah, he came in the game with his mask on the other day.
That was last night.
Yeah, last night. Melo told him to take it off.
Yo, speaking of Jason Kidd, he told Luka, you better stop complaining.
Yeah.
And Luka was like, Luka talked about it. He's like, yeah, coach tells me all the time I need to stop it. Is hurting the team. The coach was like, yeah, Jason Kidd was like, yo, we can't be playing 4-5. Like, you got to run back.
Mm-hmm.
So, see, that's why he needs someone like Kidd.
Damn, you're getting abused in the post.
To get who?
You.
Why?
I heard that controller going off just now.
Oh, that was me. I had the ball paused.
Oh, you ain't got no post moves.
The Glizzy Gladiator.
That's definitely you. Okay, go back. I'm sorry, guys.
The Glizz God. Stevie left again.
No, I'm here.
No, he's still here.
Dr. Fauci's looking.
You hear me?
Your nigga has got you closely monitored. If you don't hear you for a second.
Man, health department still hasn't called me.
Oh, yeah. Shit. You think they ain't called you. They in your living room.
Man, I'd rather see him in I feel like I know him, man. I see him every commercial.
Hey, yo, Stevie, Sean said you in that little concentration camp with the aluminum foil blanket. I think he said that
earlier. In the cages?
Yeah. You quarantined it for real with the aluminum foil blanket. That shit probably mad warm. I ain't even gonna hold you.
She gotta do something, right?
I need one of those.
If it's Supreme, you're definitely getting it.
I got a Supreme Skittles.
Supreme Kitchen Cages blanket is wild.
That's a fact.
That's how you. That's how you'll get him. Supreme got a sale in here, a little tent. That nigga go in there, get the monster early.
Oh man, getting the Supreme Vax.
Supreme COVID.
Supreme COVID.
Hey, you got the COVID from free tickets, sucker.
Oh man, I paid for those tickets. I paid for those tickets.
You paid dearly. Shout out to my big black pot.
If you know, you know.
Know you know.
Oh man.
See, you know about that Brujeria?
Nah, man. Right
type of Puerto Rican are you?
Man, y'all know he ain't no real.
Because y'all butchering the pronunciation, man.
He don't even speak Spanish. He's a fraud.
Look at y'all butchering the pronunciation of things. I was like,
first of all, we know JT be butchering.
I was like, oh, it's the black way people say Spanish words.
Hey, Brujeria, nigga, get the fuck out of here. I got that Puerto Rican guasa guasa.
Oh, man.
About to start shooting bounty, not even bounty, plenty at you like Donald Trump.
Oh man, you gonna vote for him when he's back in office? When he's gonna go run again? Ain't vote for him?
I'm voting for Junior.
I'm voting for De Blasio.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, shit was entertaining when he was the president.
Sad and depressing.
Yeah,
I ain't never have COVID when Trump was president.
Facts.
I'm voted for. Yo, what about when he had COVID and tried to struggle up the steps?
That's what.
That was you going home.
Who do you think LeBron called for medical advice? He called Trump right up. I'm sorry. I'm an anti-masker. What do you need? Ain't nobody complained about LeBron when he started calling COVID fishy. You notice that? Nope. Everybody was
COVID
cool
was
with him.
Fishy. He said
whole situation. Adam Silver's fishy.
Oh man.
Derek Fisher's fishy. All of them.
Adam Silver was like he used to smoke meth.
Oh man. Please don't talk about my favorite commissioner in sports.
He's your favorite.
He may be the worst one.
In sports?
He may be.
Adam.
He's letting too much slide. He may be the worst one. He may end up being the worst one. He might be too nice.
You forgot we got the bubble from Adam Silver? Pause.
Only reason why you like the bubble.
It was because you got one of those replica rings. One of those replicas.
That's the Gobert games. That ain't my fault.
You should have been like Kyrie and boycott the bubble.
Should we talk about how Minnesota's the future?
Because Anthony Edwards has some flashy dunks. Them niggas still suck.
Because they're playing well together.
Nah, Andrew.
They're all
nice.
They're all
so you
doing
have to
well.
Put some respect on Wiggins.
Oh,
yo, can we talk
speaking
about?
Speaking of which, did you guys see the Warriors games and the Suns games that happened this week?
Yeah, I wanted to get into that, but go ahead. You guys could lead that. I wanted to give Minnesota a little shine because they deserve it.
No, we can go back to Minnesota. We can go back.
What about OKC?
We're trying to give somebody some shine. We'll get to them in a second.
Yeah.
Edwards is playing great. They're playing great. They're putting up good numbers, the Timberwolves. That's I like the fact. Way they're playing. They're very inconsistent, but right now they're on the cusp of being 500 if they can take that leap. It's going to be great for them.
You think they have all these good players? But D'Angelo Russell's hurt again. No, I think he either got COVID or he's hurt again because he ain't played the Nets game.
Yeah, but he played, I think, after that.
No, he did play. Well, he played. Cat is out.
Yeah, that's fine. Big men are out.
Yo, Randall for Ben Simmons.
No more Randall.
Ben Simmons can't play in New York. If you can't play in Philly, you can't play in New York. I already thought of that. Can't do it.
You feel Philly's worse than New York.
No, he's not. No, it's not.
Philly niggas will kill you. Philly is worse. I'm telling
you. Yeah, he'll kill himself. He's gonna just do.
Listen, it's gonna be a mess. It's Philadelphia, Boston, and then New York.
Yeah.
Nah, you can play in Boston. You're just not gonna like it, and it's gonna be real racist.
Yeah,
you
can play. Yeah.
You can play.
It's not gonna be happy
if you're Caucasian.
You're just not gonna be happy there. You can play. Just not gonna be happy there. New York is just way too much pressure overall, and annoyances and distractions. You're really not doing much in Boston. know. Like, you really can't have fun in Boston.
Yeah, you can. There's a lot of snow bunnies out there.
Yeah, it's going to get you in trouble.
You could chill with Mark Wahlberg and Ben Affleck.
Big Poppy.
Big Poppy's not there.
Big Poppy's a bitch. I think he got
shot. He in DR right now.
He got shot in his hometown.
That's where everyone gets shot.
Whoa. Yeah, but ain't nobody dropped up after that, like, dog.
And LeBron was nervous. LeBron only said it was fishing because he lost his security. He had to travel back home from Sacramento. You know your man was nervous.
I'm disappointed in myself. Man, you know what? I'm going to start playing some Young Dolph at the end of the episode. RIP to my favorite rapper. Because everybody says their favorite rappers, but only a few people really know that's really my favorite rapper. I feel like I lost a family member when Dolph died, man.
It really is your favorite rapper.
That's my favorite rapper.
Like, I can only associate you with Dolph and the Southside rappers.
Yeah. And Jay-Z, that's it. Nobody else.
What if they would have started the new G-Unit, kicked out Young Buck?
And put Young Dolph in there?
Yeah.
Chill.
That's the worst dream ever.
That would be a whole dream for me.
This should be all right, though.
And Dolph? Nah. We got rid of Buck and just got rid of Buck and would have got Dolph and Key Glock? Nah, then we'd have been on fire again.
50's only built for TV show intros now. So.
He's amazing. You know what? When I talk to 50, I want to ask him, why Kid?
Kid was right.
Why Kid 50? Come on.
Why? You didn't like Kid?
No.
Was it his lyrics or was it his image?
He just didn't fit. And that other nigga, Hot Rod, too? Come on, bro.
Oh, yeah, Hot Rod, you didn't fit. Nigga, Kid can't look like Black Youngster.
Nah, he should have got Black Youngster. I don't know. That nigga's retarded. Only reason I like him because he stutters like my son.
All right, so the Suns are streaking. They're looking like the best team in the NBA.
Nobody cares about the Suns.
Why?
No, I do. They look great.
They look great until they got smoked by Stephen.
Yeah.
Steph came back with a vengeance after losing on Tuesday night.
Well, like I said, games is Steph going to shoot like that?
Never. Clay's coming back.
And he didn't even shoot that great yesterday.
He did enough.
Yeah. And yeah, they ran away with it. They did very well.
They did enough.
No. Those are the two best teams in the NBA right now by far.
Are the Phoenix Suns going to pay DeAndre Ayton? What are they waiting for?
For him to win a championship and have to pay on a max contract.
I'm going to tell you what they're waiting for. Just give me a second. Right? I'm going to be honest with you. It is the big – they don't want to pay big man, period. So they're just going to wait and see.
Also, they don't want to pay the big man. Also, by not signing him right now, they have the ability to trade him at a smaller contract. And if they do want to trade him and make any flexibility, they can always re-sign him. So it gives them the flexibility to see what they want to do in the future. They got a lot of moving parts. I was upset because I felt that they were undervaluing him, and I still think they are, and treating him kind of like an NBA running back and stuff and looking to underpay him. But right now, I do appreciate their flexibility because they're a piece or two away from the championship, and if you needed to make any changes, I wouldn't say – trade the Ayton, but having that flexibility makes a lot of difference when it comes to getting a superstar or somebody really big. So, that's I do see where they're coming from, and plus they cheap bastards too.
Yeah,
you can't sell a team when you got all those contracts. You can't do what you need to do just in case you got to sell. You don't want to commit to $200 million on somebody. Especially if you haven't won a championship. Now they're spoiled because they made the finals.
Why not?
Because they could live off that for a while.
Okay. What's next we got here? While we're talking about Steph, who's the best player in the league? Is it Steph or KD?
It's Steph.
By far.
Yeah.
And he's shitting on KD MVP season.
it's the game looks easier to Steph.
Yeah, it's definitely
It hurts opponents more what Steph does than anything KD does. Steph works off the ball.
All right.
He really makes it easier for his teammates by so much work off the ball.
Steph Curry is the modern day best trash talker. That nigga be talking big shit. He be wilding. What's this new thing he does when he does the technical? That nigga's crazy, son. I don't think he want to punch him so bad, kid.
You can't.
Because he's shimmying as you jumped in the air and he already launched a three-pointer.
The ball's not even in the net and he's already dancing and doing talking wild shit.
You haven't even landed from defending it. He's already dancing.
Yo, I love yo, Steph Curry. Yo, they talk about LeBron turning heel. Steph Curry been turning heel.
I've been telling y'all that he's talking wild shit.
Steph and Giannis to me are fucking heels. I don't know what people are
Giannis
saying.
No.
If they had a reality show for Giannis, I would watch it. That nigga is hilarious.
Yeah,
this Oreo shit he's talking about, that nigga is hilarious.
And smiling, mad disrespectful.
I see this nigga. He had some Giannis's that didn't even come out. He said, look, PJ don't got these. Look at these. I'm like, nigga, PJ don't give a fuck about no Giannis. You got to touch the bum ass shoes you got on. Yo, that nigga is hilarious.
Man. Or when he pulled out how PJ got sneakers he don't even got.
Yeah. Yo, he's hilarious, yo.
Yo, he's all the water bottles he stole from the hotel.
That's the funniest shit I've ever seen. That's the funniest shit.
Last week he was just talking about, I have him signing this card when I don't got a job. I got backup plans. He making people sign cards. He got like 40 players' jerseys.
Yeah, he's a real African. I love that nigga, man.
He's going to be selling them on the table. Front.
Giannis and Steph is my favorite superstar. Just personality-wise. KD, I like KD, but he's a dick sometimes.
His personality doesn't show.
Yeah, his personality. And the way his grooming is horrible.
Yeah, that's tough to watch. You know what's worse than that shit in person?
Nigga, no wonder why he ain't got no celebrity bitches. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Man, listen, some bitches would do it.
Nah. Son,
Baltimore.
Listen, they'll take an ugly dude, but they're not going to take... Son, they're not going to lay down on no dude with scales. And if they're looking like that...
Man, me sleeping in the Baltimore vacants.
I said this last episode. If his hygiene looks like that, and you know you're going to be on national TV, you know this nigga is not taking no shower for no bitch when she come through. Come on, bro. This nigga coming straight from practice to the pussy. Just like Cam said, no wash up, no nothing. Nigga's a sick nigga, man.
That's a scary dude, bro.
Right, you that rich. You gotta have a family. You gotta have some type of reason to put like lotion on. You just can't be independent and rich, man. Nah, that don't work. You gotta have some type of reason to do things.
He's one of them niggas that you
booming the shit out of him too when we were there.
He's horrible. Listen, you know the nigga like one of them niggas that just care about basketball or nothing else, that's him. He's
told y'all, him and Kyrie just want to play basketball and go home.
Kyrie.
Nah, Alec Burks is like that too, man. I swear.
They just want to play Burks basketball is like that and go home, bro. Them niggas, like, you know when niggas get off the bus and they don't come wearing no fly shit. They just come in what they slept in and they want to hoop and go home.
Nah, but Kyrie began fly though, and he had K-Line. He had some bitches. This nigga KD, man. This nigga, man. I don't know about that, bro.
That shit is wild. They want to hoop and go home, bro. That's it. It's just really good.
Ben Simmons is the anti-KD. He don't want to hoop. And he don't want to go home. He want to party.
He's young, bro. He's only, what, 24, 25 years old?
He don't want to shoot. Don't want
to. Nah, he don't want to do nothing. He just wants the paycheck.
Yo, Philly is trying everything to get him back on the court. They're saying he's broke. It's like, oh, my God.
Son, he is broke. He lost like $3 million already, bro.
Jay, he's not broke, bro.
He might be broke.
He buys a $400,000 car every month.
The bills don't change, buddy.
No, son. Jay, he's not broke.
60% of sports players go broke.
Jay,
remember, they live paycheck to paycheck.
Jay, he's not broke. There's a new Ben Simmons story every 3 weeks.
Remember that lockout? Remember that lockout? All these players were taking out loans because they didn't have that money.
The man has not said anything in months.
Yo, Sean, I'm a nigga, man.
I'm a nigga too.
He's if not I broke. Miss, if I miss 3 months of paychecks, I'm broke. That's it. He's a nigga. Trust me. He might be an Australian nigga, but he's still a nigga. He buying Rolls Royces, trying to bag up Kardashians with all these chains. I see him moving out there, man.
That, yep. It's more expensive now because of COVID.
They said he got two multi-million-dollar homes in Pennsylvania. So those, he ain't buying cash. That's more
for sale. Yeah, they're for sale.
Yeah, because he can't afford it. Because
he doesn't want to be there anymore. It's not because
he got to sell his homes.
This is before that. He put those homes up for sale before the season even started.
Because
before
that was
they
his
even
plan.
Started docking his pay. Yeah, because he knew he was going to be out of there.
First of all, Rich Paul is charging him 20% interest for all the loans he's giving him.
Okay.
This is all Rich Paul's plan. Yeah, forfeit his check, loan him the money, 20% interest, and I'm gonna make it double the money. Rich Paul's a sneaky motherfucker. Him and Adele with her fake Jamaican outfit on.
Nah, that album's fire.
And that's why you got that shit, listening to Adele.
It's just that album's fire, man.
I never listened to Adele, nigga.
You definitely missing out. You missing out, man.
I'm not listening to no fucking Adele. I'm listening to West Side Gun, nigga.
That's a factory, you know. I'm missing something.
My palate goes from gangster rap to gangster rap. And then I sprinkle in a little Bruno Mars.
Bitch! Oh, did you see KG on Gillian and podcast when he was clearing up his trash talking rooms about what he said to Tim Duncan and Carmelo Anthony?
He's not going to admit
he's lying.
A part of me wanted to believe it, but I felt the same way when I was watching it.
He's lying. Ooh, he's Kevin, please.
Who would admit that they said that about Tim Duncan, nigga? I would never admit that.
Yeah, but then he said, why would Tim Duncan dap him up and hug him when he sees him?
Because Tim Duncan's a peaceful dude.
Because Tim Duncan knows he can give him the work.
Yeah,
he can beat him up. He's not going to beat him up. Shit. Yeah. Tim Duncan got mad black belts and stuff, man. He's on the sidelines and braids and like flip flops. The worst thing that ever happened in the NBA was that damn dress code changing. Coaches should be wearing suits. I don't care.
No, I love
Allen Iverson had to dress up. If Allen, no, man.
I love that they don't have suits anymore.
They look horrible. Rick Carlisle, you need to put some goddamn regular grown man clothes on. Ain't nobody trying to see you in warm ups.
Man, that's the probably
he's looking like an old yo. Sean, they all look like dudes in retirement homes going for a walk. They look like fucking old men going for damn exercise walks.
They are.
Yo, hold on for a second, all right?
They just look like Dick Vivetta.
All right. You know what I just realized too? We're all injured.
Okay. All injured. Oh, we're on the injured list. We're all.
This is the injured pod.
And we down bad. Shout out to Down Bad Records. Go listen to the Almanac Show. We hear it now. Hear it. You know, they usually just have, you know, good old fashioned arguments. We just have good old fashioned injuries. We're up. I think the 82 game season is a little tough on us, man.
Nah, man. That's what happens when you don't trust your team.
Oh man,
where are we going with that? What happened? What happened now?
Y'all niggas played me. That's what happened.
Who's y'all? You know, man?
You went. You should have been like, nah. You know what? I really think Jay would enjoy this more than me because I hate the Knicks.
You wouldn't have
Kane. And I went. I went and watched the Knicks lose, and that was enjoyment to me.
And guess what? Now you're exposed to the monster.
I'm exposed. I don't have it.
Everyone continues to test negative. My entire family. Yo, my family just tested negative.
What were you doing? Out of the three of us, you're like the least likely to get it. What happened?
No, he was at the Gutter Gala.
He went to the Gutter Gala. That's what happened.
Yeah, that's the only thing different. I usually just go to karate class, work. And I drive into work now. I take the 7 like 3 stops. That's about it. I went to the DMV too. The DMV kind of dangerous. Some dude was yelling at me for being on speakerphone. I don't know. He was going crazy. Then I realized he was crazy. And then I laughed because he was struggling at the DMV. Struggling at the DMV is one of the worst things you could do because you really want that car, that license. You're not getting it.
Damn.
This is
crazy.
It's you know, it's busy time too. Everybody get. I also, you know, my job is pretty crowded, so you know, it's we're gonna get the breakthroughs. We're starting to get a lot of those. So just mask up, y'all. I guess take your booster or whatever you want. Whatever. Yeah, I don't care at this point.
I was gonna wait, but I'm not waiting now.
That's why I got my shit when I did. I'm not playing around with y'all niggas.
And I was waiting to get it until the kids kept getting sick. So I was waiting to get it. I was like, all right, I'll wait till people stop getting sick. And I got the good stuff.
I was definitely gonna wait till it'll be a year for me in January, but I think I gotta go now.
I got the natural booster.
Oh yeah, I got it now. Oh, Tio, you didn't talk about your man John Wall.
Oh yeah, I want him.
Why?
Or a homo.
Okay.
I need him.
On the Knicks? No. Why?
Why?
Why would you do that? Yeah, but don't do that, Tio. So wait till next season. I mean, wait till the summertime.
I'm gonna wait for the buyout, but I want him.
I don't think they're gonna buy him out.
Yes, I mean, that's a lot of money to buy out.
No,
but he's getting paid already, though.
No, the reason why he's making a stink because he wants the buyout, but he wants them. They have to agree on a number.
Okay, that I didn't know.
Yeah, they gotta agree.
But he's already been getting paid.
No, I'm just saying. But he wants to play. It's not about the. It's about him getting a buyout that he approves and then going to play. Right now they're like, okay, we'll pay you, but you're not playing. So that's where the thing is. So in order for him to play, he has to get traded, and that's not happening. So he needs a buyout, and they know that, and they're trying to leverage him to take a lower payment, and he's trying to leverage them to up the payment of the buyout, but he really has no leverage. That's the thing.
Correct.
Because it's like,
yeah. It's just stupid that the league can keep you sitting down while you're healthy and you can put up those numbers and not let you play, and the league can allow that.
Oh, Layla.
That's not Layla. My dog is sleeping right here.
That's Thor?
Yeah, that was Thor.
Oh, he's a dog barking ears.
He's a COVID sniffing dog.
They came back from their family adventure of testing. The only idiot.
You can order rapid tests.
So order some for me.
All right, order my shit for you, man. You made your decision not to include me. Now you suffer the consequence.
Man, got the supreme COVID test.
Oh, man.
But no, I just think it's unbelievable that the NBA is allowing teams to do that. Just keeping yours a healthy scratch.
To do what? He just wants to make sure you're still alive, Steve.
Yes, Tyler. Tyler.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh man. What else we got to cover, Tito?
That's it, really. I don't know who's jerking off, but that sound is crazy.
Yeah, Sean's going crazy.
Relax. Doing the battle ropes.
Yeah,
yo.
That's what they call it now. That's what you young whippersnappers are calling it.
The battle ropes?
Yeah.
Shake it out. Shake it out. Yeah, shake the monster out. I feel we're missing something. Yes, Enes Kanter, name change.
I like his jersey, Freedom.
Yeah.
I like it.
Okay. Go back home, see how free you really are.
He can. He's a citizen now. That's why he did it. Mm-hmm. He's official.
Okay.
They still gonna smoke him.
I see. I'm not saying shit.
Why not? They're gonna smoke him.
Wish you the best, my brother.
Are you mad because he herb LeBron that one time?
He herb LeBron. Why is he only attacking LeBron? Like, LeBron's the only Nike athlete.
LeBron always get beat up by Enes Kanter and Frank Ntilikina.
Frank Ntilikina, people still talk about him?
Yeah, he's doing great in Dallas, actually.
Doing decent in Dallas. I say great. He's doing decent.
Doing better than old Dennis Smith.
Where's Dennis Smith Jr.? Did he make the Portland. Portland? He made the Portland team?
Yep, and Dame was injured. He still couldn't get no burn.
Dame got to get out of there.
Come right to New York, but I mean, I'm not giving up the house for him.
Why not? Because he's 31.
Yep. And then I don't want to have another Melo trade.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But you want to trade for John Wall?
Yes, Jonathan.
Would you have to give up the house for him too?
Nah, take Knox.
Knox is still there. That's a fact. Jesus Christ.
You can have Knox.
Holy smokes. I forgot about that.
See, if John Wall didn't have that, if he gets a, like, damn, the only thing you could get him in a buyout.
Yeah, because that contract is crazy.
My thing, if I was the Knicks, I would just play Kemba again.
They probably are. Fournier's been looking pretty decent, though. I must say that.
Of course. Fournier, when he gets the ball, that's the thing. Brand will be going nuts.
He's been pretty decent, I'm not going to lie. Zion's injury update.
That nigga, man. That nigga sweats Crisco.
Oh, man. You think this is a ploy?
Nigga, he's just fat, nigga. What the fuck?
Nah, I'm saying what I mean is like he's just trying not to play there and then just be out when his contract is up.
Nigga. He just got that contract.
He didn't sign an extension. He's in his third year already.
That nigga is fat, you heard?
Is it next year his last year?
I don't know, man. All I know is he got to do something with his life.
That'd be some shit if he just don't resign and leave next year.
I come to the Knicks.
I mean, I think it's possible if RJ get his shit together.
I mean, RJ, look who he's playing with, bro.
Okay, look who John Morant is playing with.
John Morant's the focus of the team. He's playing with Julius Randle. Randle's not giving him the ball. That's why they started playing RJ with the second unit so he could get more time with the ball. There's no spacing for him because he's a transition player. They like to run. Julius likes to – he doesn't run. If you ever watch Julius Randle, he barely runs full speed at all. So he likes to slow things up.
Because he can't blow by nobody.
Yes, he can. Jules got a first step. He's just lazy.
I don't see it.
We talking about RJ? RJ could get to the basket.
RJ's big. To the basket, yeah.
He's stronger than nigga. He don't need to be fast. He's strong.
I'm talking about Randle. I said Randle can't get by nobody.
He can. I've seen him do it. He just doesn't do it.
For whatever. I've seen him try many times.
But for whatever
reason. Not to say that it's easy to get around niggas in the league, but.
But see, that's the thing. The offense is focused on John Morant.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, he's able to do. The offense is focused around Julius Randle. And then he's playing the starting lineup. He has Randle and Mitchell Robinson. Mitchell Robinson, they don't guard him at all. And he put on too much weight. Now he can't jump. He's slow. And
I can't watch Mitchell Robinson out there no more. Yeah, y'all got to give up on that one.
They kept telling him to put on weight, put on weight, so he won't get destroyed by Embiid. And then he put on too much weight and he lost his athleticism. That's why you're just supposed to be who you are.
Yeah.
Instead of listening to people. Now he put on too much weight. He can't move. And he's still, I think he's still hurt too.
He moves like it, but he gets banged up every fucking play.
If that's why they want him to put on weight. That's just his body.
Jesus Christ, man. Every play that man is hurt.
It's crazy what happens, but it is what it is.
All right, my boy's out sick for the rest of the pod.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you're gonna wrap this up.
Yep. King of the court.
We got this is how court. we're gonna be court. Recording King to Stevie returns eight negatives. No.
Yes, 8 negative and
consecutive.
3 weeks. That nigga ain't going nowhere near that nigga for about 3-4 weeks.
8 negatives, consecutive negatives. And you said 3 weeks? That makes sense. Probably not going to record next week.
I'll see you New Year's, nigga. That's a stone cold fact. Don't come next to me with that rucker bucker, you heard?
That makes sense. That makes sense about that time. All right, y'all. Unicorn Podcast, Season 4, Episode 4. We are out.
One.